morning. The past week has been Daf Yud Zayin in Maseches Pesachim. The morning over here talks about something very, very important, very fundamental, an important source that we want to talk about. The Gemara already on Daf Yud Zayin on Beis already brought the Pesukim concerning Nevuas Chagai. Rashi, already on Daf Yud Dalid, made mention of it. Let's see Rashi on Daf Tezayin on the Beis. That's what the Gemara brings the Pesukim. The Gemara in the previous Suk is asking in Kasha on Shittas Rav. That's the last full lines on this one. Tezayin on Beis. Toshma Hanisa Ish Psa Kodesh Bechnaf Bigdoy. So Rashi gives us a bit of a background over here. We'll start from a few words in the Rashi. Rashi is V'ha Yechaga Hanavi Bredik Es Akehanem Mishnash Shtam Lel Hayovish. There was a Nevuah the Chagai got to give the Kohanim a test. Test the Kohanim at that time if they were fluent in the Hilchis Tuma V'Taira that was necessary concerning the Beis HaMikdash and Kochim. We know that there's certain special levels which are only pertain to Kochim. Shum, Kochim. So he was giving them a test. He asked them two questions. That's what the two psukim talk about. And there's a very big discussion in the Gemara, in the Rishonim, what exactly the questions were. Right? That's the sugi we're going to talk about right now. So that's what Rashi says over here, that Leidaim became Hilchis Tumo. He asked these questions to know if they were fluent in the Hilchis Tumo, Lefish Nishtakach Mehen Begoyla. Since it was forgotten for them in the years of Golus, after the Bayis Rishon and Golus, and it's asked about the Kochim, they weren't Oisik in Kochim from Beis HaMikdash, and therefore the halachas of Tuma, which was Negei Kochim, wasn't practiced. So now they're coming back to rebuild Beis HaMikdash. So he was testing them to see their knowledge on it. So the first pasuk over here, actually, these are the pasuk before, so that is, Koyama Hashem Tzfokos, Anavuf of the Rabbanu Shalem, Sha'al Nasa Kehanim Toira Leimor, Es the Kehanim Toira Leimor, right, referring to the Hilchis Tumah V'Taira. I think the Rambam Nakdama makes a point on this, that you see, hein gufei Torah, akoponim. And the question goes, hein gisa ish b'sar kodesh. Person's carrying b'sar kodesh, right? We'll see in Rashi, how Rashi explained this. Most Mephoshim explain that b'sar kodesh, the word kodesh in this pasuk is used not as a positive Lashon of Kedusha, something which is holy, but on the contrary, something which is Tomei. Now, Rashi brings in the Mefarshim tells that we find many Pesukim in the Torah, because the truth of the matter is the word Kedusha doesn't mean holy. Kedusha means separated. Right? Now, something can be separated because it's better or worse, right? It's holy or it's defiled, it's Tomei. Right?
Kedusha.
Well, very good, right, that's an example, exactly. Pentikdash Hamalei, that had been also another pasuk by Kelayim. Loya Kodesh, right? So therefore, in this pasuk over here, Besar Kodesh means Basar Tomei. Which the Gemara later on tells us that it's Asheretz. Right? Asheretz. Hein Yisa Ish Besar Kodesh Beknaf Bigdoy. Person is carrying a sheretz, a dead sheretz, which is a tomei, in the knaf bigdoy, in the hem of his beged. Mnagab knofel halechem velhanozid velhayayim velhashemen. The pasuk talks about a contact with lechem, bread. Nozid is a tavshil, yayin and shemen, ve'el kol maichel, or any other food. The question is hayiktosh. Hayiktosh over here again means us become tame. Ve'yan ha'koyim ve'yem lu loy. Can you answer question number one? Loy, it's not tame. Right? It's tohor. That's what they answered. The psukim go further. The next posik, the Gemara brings a little bit later. Right, the Gemara brings that a little later in Toshma. We'll come to it in a minute. Maybe not in a minute, but we'll see. It's more over here. That's the first pasuk, and the second pasuk over here is over here. You see, Toshma v'yomer chagai, someplace over here.
Im yigat
mei nefesh b'chol eila. The first question was a tumah sheret question. Sheret question. Now he asked them another question. In yigat mei nefesh b'chol eila hayitma. If someone who's tamei meis touches it, let's call it that, touches all these, seemingly it would sound like it's the same case. We're just replacing what the source of the tamei is. Instead of being a sheretz, it's a tamei meis. What's the halacha in such a case? In migat pei nefesh b'chol eile, hayitma would become tamei. Vayamra kehana vayamra yitma. And the kohen, tamei meis? Yeah, yitma, that's tamei. Right, so question number one, the sheretz question, they said, no, not tamei. Question number two, which is negated to tamei meis, they said, tamei, it is tamei. Right, that's what we're working with over here. Now let's see the Gemara over here. On Daf Yitzayin Omer Aleph, third line, Gufo. We'll start from over here. Rav Omer Shtabish Kahani. Rav says, concerning question number one, the Sheretz question, Ishtabish Kahani. The Kahani made a mistake. They answered wrong. They said it was Tohor. That's the wrong answer. It's a mistake. Really, it's Tomei. Shmuel Omar, no, lo yishtabish kani. No, they got it right. They said, Tor, right answer. Now the Gemara goes to explain. Right? What's the question over here? Between Rav and Shmuel. Rav Omar yishtabish kani, why revi b'kredish boi minayim? Rav learned that they made a mistake. They answered wrongly when they said it was Tor. Rav learned that the question was revi b'kredish boi minayim. V'omru lei tohor. And they said that it's tor, and that's wrong, because the Revi B'Kodesh is Tomei. Now, just use the more accurate Nusach, right? We know, we've seen before, that it's Tulish Shonis, right? Tomei means something which is Tomei, and it can pass on, it's Tomei, and something which it is Tomei, but it can't pass further, is called Posel. Now, we've combined in the past that the end of the line is different by different types of oichun, we'll say. Right? In other words, that chulin, its end of the line is a sheni. Sheni by chulin, right, is posel. It doesn't go further. Right? By truma, there's a shlishi, right, but it ends at shlishi. By kodshim, it's shlishi starts at revi, but revi is the end of the line. So Rav learns that the question, and we'll see Rashi what exactly the case is in a minute. Rav says that the question over here involved a Revi B'Kodesh, which in truth is posel, right? That means that it has Tumah. This fourth thing down the line does become Tomei. They said it was Tor, so that's why it's a mistake. So that's what Rav says, that Ishtab Shri Kehanim, they made a mistake. They answered wrongly. Now, it's a very big question over here in the Rishonim, exactly what the case was. How do you read the Pesukim? The Pesukim talk about knaf, lechem, nozid, yayin, shemen, kol meichel. How do you turn this into a revi? Let's see the Rashi. Rashi back over here. We'll go back now to the beginning of that Rashi, B'sar Kodesh. You see the Rashi, this is like some five lines up from the bottom.
Yeah.
B'sar Kodesh. So first of all, Rashi tells us it's a Sheretz. Loshen Kodesh Hoye Ba'aretz. There's a Pasuk over there, which that refers to Tumah. Tumah Hoye Ba'aretz, as it's Mehu in the context of the Pasuk. Sheretz. That this Tumah was Sheretz. Not so clear, because I know Sheretz. The Gemara later on is Mavur that is Taka Sheretz. But it's interesting, if you look in Rashi, in the Pasuk over here, Rashi says, Nevelo Sheretz. Right? Okay, for our purposes, I don't know if it makes so much of a difference. Okay, now we saw the end of that Rashi. Now let's jump to the next Rashi. You see, Rashi the Master of Vinoga Bekanfei.
Yes.
Vinoga Bekanfei. Rashi says, Bo'oisoi Knaf Shasheretz Boy. What does the pasuk say? The pasuk says, "V'noga b'kanfei el halechem." The lechem touched kanfei. Rashi says, "V'noga b'kanfei, ba'oyis k'naf shasheretz boy." So far, Rashi is saying the lechem touched that hem that the sheretz was in. However, Rashi explains further. Kloyman, hasheretz atzmon, hasheretz atzmon. Rashi says that it doesn't mean that the lechem touched the beged. The lechem touched the sheretz, which was being held in the knaf beged. Very important. Rashi makes the point, and Rashi is going to prove over here. Even though the pasuk seems to say no, but kanfei, it sounds like it touched the knaf, the beged. And there are rishonim who taka learn like that. So Rashi, no, that's not what it means. V'noga b'kanfei means that the lechem touched the sheretz that was in the knaf. And Rashi contains, Rashi says, and it definitely has to be like this. Because if what it means is that the lechem touched the knaf, which the knaf became a rishon l'tumah because it touched the sheretz, and that's what we mean over here, the entire beg is a rishon, what's up to knaf? Why is it important that the lechem should touch the knaf? If in the passing over of the tumah, the tumah went from the sheretz to the beged to the lechem, we don't need knaf, right? The whole beged becomes tumah, not just the part that the sheretz is in. So therefore Rashi says, so therefore the knaf in the pasuk over here does not mean that we're counting in the order of things that the tumah went from the knaf to the lechem. It's not what it means. So that's what Rashi says. Rashi is proving this, that knaf, even though it would seem at first glance to sound like that, but it can't mean that. First of all, Rashi says, because kul beged namrishon have, and therefore, my ear is not a knaf, right? So why does the pasuk say in knaf? Elo mishum sheretz. What it means over here is the sheretz. It means the sheretz which was in the knaf. El mishum sheretz, sheretz atzmei nogel alechem. Okay, that's what Rashi tells us very clearly, right, that we're talking about what passed the tumah to the lechem, the sheretz. Okay, so let's hear what happened over here. So, okay, the first question on the test over here was, you have a sheretz, which comes in contact with lechem. Sheretz is the avat tumah, lechem is the rishon. V'alechem knows it. Now the lechem comes in contact with the nozit. The next thing, the nozit al yayim, al nashemen. Right. So far, what do we have over here? At this part of the pasuk, these are all things which are one touching the next. Right. We start with the sheretz, which is the avatoma. Then we have lechem, which is the rishon. Nozit is the sheni. Yayim is the shlishi, and shemen is the revi. Now the pasuk says something else. Ve'el kol meichel. Right. What was that? Right. How does that? Rashi, very important Rashi, you have to be medayko. Rashi says, Oy el kol meichel. Oy, very important. So Rashi, the el kol meichel, at the end of the pasuk, Rashi mentions that some kind of food also is involved in the picture over here. This is an oy, an or. That's why the pasuk is now going further than a revi. So Rashi makes the cheshen of the revi is, sheretz is the av, We start with the Rishon, with the Lechem, Lechem, Nozid, Yayin, Shemen, and there's an alternate in the Pasuk, either Shemen or Kol Meichel.
Nozid is like a soup or something?
Nozid is, right? Rashi brings the Pasuk by Yaakov and Esav, right? Nezir Adoshim, right? Some kind of dish, some kind of tavsh, Rashi says. Hayikdosh. So the question is, Hayikdosh, Kum Nitma Ha'acharim. Is the last one Tomei? That's the question. Definitely ones before are Tomei. Hayikdosh Ha'acharim. Ha'acharim 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 Ha'acharim. And this last one, is Ravi B'Kodesh Tomei or not? Does it become Tomei? Lechem Rishon, Nozer Sheni, Yayin Shlishi, Shemen Ravi. Fine. Okay? That's how Rashi learns what the case over here is in general. So therefore, Rav tells us Ishtab Shikani, because the question was a Ravi B'Kodesh. They answered that Hayitma, they said Loi, it's not Tomei, it's Tor. Wrong answer, because the halacha is Ravi B'Kodesh is taka tamei, possible tamei, right? Yeah, that's Rav Shita. Shmuel says, let's jump back into the Gemara now. Shmuel says lo yishtab shikani. No, they didn't make a mistake. They answered right when they said it was tohor. How could that be? Right, the Gemara says because chamishi B'Kodesh b'minayim. You see, we're back over here. See, Shmuel Omar, the first word on the line.
Yeah.
Shmuel Omar lo yishtab shikani. In answering the Sheretz question, the first question over here, they did not make a mistake. They answered right, it's taka tohor. Why is that so? Ravi B'Kodesh is tamei. The answer is, as the Gemara continues, chamishi B'Kodesh bo munayim. Because the question in truth was a chamishi, not a Ravi. It was the fifth step. I'll have to see where that came from. But he says, chamishi B'Kodesh bo munayim. V'amar le tohor. And they told him it's tohor, and that's the right answer. Now the Gemara discusses. Bishlam the Rav Hainu Dechsev Abo. According to Rav, we understand. It's four. Lechem, Nozid, Yayin, B'Shemen. That's the four. Right? So it's a Ravi in the Pasuk. Elo Shmuel, Chamisha, Minole. According to Shmuel, where's the fifth one? Where's the Chamishi here? Where's the Chamishi? Now, one probably should ask the question right over here, you know, as we've just been discussing, that, well, I mean, that last thing, Kol Meichel over there, didn't have to be Oi, right? It could have been the fifth step, right? And that could have been the answer to Shmuel. As a matter of fact, you know, how does Rav know? Why, right? Good question, right? How does Rav know that it's four and they made a mistake? Maybe it's five, they didn't make a mistake. But Akoponim, but definitely, but according to Shmuel, we could use that as an answer.
But in this one we just did, it counts lechem as a rishon. Why don't they count beged as the rishon? Because we're saying the sheretz touched it. In this reckoning we just did, tichsiv arba,
right.
Lechem is the, we're counting lechem as.
That's
the
what we just explained. Rashi explained to us that the beged is not part of the cheshbon because. Knaf shouldn't play a role in the corner of them, the whole beggar is done. That's what actually proves us right away.
Yeah.
So that seems to be out of the question. Right?
And the sheretz touched the Meichel itself.
Right.
So beggar is out.
Right, beggar is out. Right? Beggar is out. The Gemara is asking over here that we understand according to Rav, you have four. Right? For Lechem, Nozid, Yayin, and Shemen. But in fact, the Gemara according to Shmuel, where's the fifth one? Right? So we're just asking a side question over here that L'chayra we. It would seem to us that we have a simple answer to this question, which the Gemara doesn't say. We'll see. Taisa asked this question on Rashi, but if you cheshbon is the Gemara, you'll see that this question is not such a simple question. Now, when we get the larger picture, we'll see that this is not so simple. Okay. What does the Gemara say? According to Shmuel, where did the fifth thing come from? And that Shmuel says, mixiv v'noga kanfoi. On that Shmuel says like this: that if there was only four things involved, then the pasuk should have said v'noga kanfoi. Now this apparently means that after we explain that kanfoi, regardless, has to mean the sheretz which is in kanfoi. So if we would say v'noga kanfoi, we'd understand that the lechem touched the sheretz. But the pasuk says a little different. Zokshmul v'noga bikanfoy k'siv. Lashon the pasuk is v'noga the lechem toj bikanfoy. On that Shmuel says, you know, I hear in that something else. I hear in that b'mash noga bikanfoy. I hear that the lechem touched something which touched the knaf, which touched the sheretz. Right over the Shmuel says, I hear that there's something else in between the lechem and the sheretz. So that's why that is the Rishon, the lechem is the sheni. So by the time you come down to the shemen, you're holding by chamishi already. Okay, so this is the basis of the machlekes, Rav and Shmuel, whether shtapshi kehani or not, is whether you understand that we only have a seder of four things in this pasuk, or we have five things in this pasuk, and the fifth thing is something which is not mefudish in the pasuk, but it's referred to in the pasuk. According to Shmuel, he understands b'naga b'kanfei that alludes to something else over here between the sheretz and the lechem. Let's see over here. Let's see the Rashi. Miksiv noga kanfoy. You see the Rashi over here? It's a little bit further down from where the Gemara itself is. Miksiv noga kanfoy el halechem. Does it say in the pasuk noga kanfoy lechem demashma? That would have been mashma shasheretz noga belechem. That would have implied that the thing which touched lechem was the sheretz itself. The lechem avarishin. And then, true, the nega would have been rishon. That's how Rav learns. Shmuel saying, well, does it say that? If it said that, then you're right. However, mashen noga bekanfoy noga lelechem. The havle lechem sheni. The pasuk says something else. The pasuk says benoga bekanfoy, which implies mashen noga bekanfoy noga lelechem. The thing that touched the sheretz, that's what touched the lechem. Therefore, the lechem is a sheni. Lechem is a sheni, so it follows that therefore the shemen at the end of the line is a chamishi. Chamishi because it's takator. The kohen answered that it's not tomei. They got the right answer. That's why Shmuel says leish tap shikani. Now the Gemara continues to the second question, right, to the Tmei Nefesh question. Toshma. V'yomer Chagai. Chagai said to them the following. It's question number two. Im yigat tmei nefesh b'chol eile hayitmo. If a tamei meis touches all of these, will it become tamei? V'yanakam v'yem yitmo. Yeah, tamei. Now there's a Rashi over here, very important. This first Rashi, tmei nefesh. Rashi tells us, kosako daitach tamei meis. Shehu ava tuma kisheretz. Rashi says that the Gemara is assuming right now, which Rashi is alluding to a change in this point. At some point in the Gemara, we'll have to find where that is. But Rashi says at this point of the Gemara is assuming that tmei nefesh means a tamei meis, that's something which received tuma from a meis. So therefore, this is on the level of an av. Just like a sheretz. Meaning to say like this, that I think we're familiar that by mace, by tamei mace, there's a chiddush that we don't find by other avos, that the mace itself, that something that which touches the mace is an av. Because we call, many Rishonim have a lashon, they call the mace itself avi avos. Avi avos, so when it passes on, it makes an av. And only the next one is a rishon l'tuma. By a sheretz, sheretz is an avatuma. Whatever touches the sheretz is a rishon. So, however, this Gemara is saying is that the second question involves the type of tuma is tumas meis, but it's on the same level. We're starting as the same level as sheretz. We're starting with a tuma of mace, which is an avatoma, which is something which received its tuma from the mace, and something which is tame mace. Right? So question number two, we're starting with the same level. It's the same level as question number one. Question number one was the source of tuma was sheretz. Question number two, the source of the tuma was is a mess. But we're starting the beginning of the line over here. What touched the lechem, or we'll see, at was a someone whose tummy makes, not the mace itself, but tummy mace, which is on the level of an av, that whatever he touches will make a rishon. Okay, same level as sheretz, right? Now, there's something over here that we have to work out in the Gemara, which the Gemara doesn't discuss. So before we go further in the Gemara, we have to understand like this. The Machlekes Rav and Shmuel is in the first question, whether the Kohen made a mistake or not. Second question, right, there's no issue about that. Everyone agrees they got it right. Yeah? Everyone agrees, right. So we have to understand over here, according to Shmuel, right, what happened over here? If they got the right answers, right? Because, like Shmuel explains, the first question was really a chamishi, and the answer to that is tor. So why was it when they asked the second question, which was a tamei meis question, they answered tamei, they also got it right? I mean, something's wrong, right? I mean, right? If chamishi is tor. Right, so according to Shmuel, we have to work out, right, what happened over here. How was it that seemingly answering, you know, two different answers are both right? How are they both right? If it's obviously the case, there's some kind of difference between the case of sheretz and the case of mace, even according to Shmuel. Now let's see Rashi. Rashi says like this. The next Rashi, Bechol Eile. Rashi is teaching the Pasuk. Bechol Eile. Kiseide Shepirashnu. Bechol Eile means according to the order of events which we discussed before in the first question. Tomei Meis Belechem, Velechem Benozer Vechul. Now this is an important deek in this Rashi over here. Rashi, what does Rashi say over here? Rashi says, Tomei Meis Belechem. The Tomei Meis touched the Lechem. Now, we have to think about this over here. Well, didn't we just say before, according to Shmuel, there's something in between? Between that and that? Rashi over here doesn't talk about that. So, you know, we could say that Rashi is just referring to, you know, in general what it is. Maybe this is really according to Rav, according to Shmuel, we'll have to put that in. But it's just a little point over here, right? Especially that in the way the Gemara is going, the Gemara is bringing this pasuk, and the Gemara is talking bishlom according to Shmuel, things are fine. We're asking kash on Rav, right? So it would be a little interesting that Rashi would be explaining this pasuk not according to Shmuel. But let's see a little bit further. Right. So what we're trying to do is that we're just trying to reveal a possible direction over here to explain according to Shmuel, why is it that they got both answers right? They answered two different answers. The first question they answered Tohor. That was the right answer. Chamishi. The second question, they answered Tomei, that was also the right answer. How is it the right answer? If the second question was the same question as the first, just replacing the sheretz with a Tomei mace. But let's see a little further over here. The Gemara is now setting up a question on Rav, but let's see how the Gemara talks in Shmuel. Bishlam l'shmum d'hoch l'yishtabish, hosam nami l'yishtabish. Gemara says, according to Shmuel, I understand, they were consistent. They were consistent. The same way they didn't make a mistake by the second question, they didn't make a mistake by the first. Now Rashi over here talks. Rashi says, and he's definitely talking in Shmuel now. Midahocha lo yishtabish, do omrule revi tomei. What was the correct answer of question number two? Revi b'kodesh is tomei. That was the right answer. Kedusha v'yemru yitmo. So this tells us clearly that according to Shmuel, somehow, there is a change between the two cases. The first case was a chamishi, second case was a revi. And that's why they got the right answer on both of the questions. They answered Tohar by the first, because that was a Chamishi. The second one was a Ravi. And that's why it's Tomei. The question just is that how did it come to be? It sounds like the Pasuk says that it sounds like that the Pasuk is saying whatever happened here, we're just replacing that. So there's a Marshal which is going on the Tosis over here, and Toich Dvorov, where he's talking, we see how he understood the Rashi. And what he tells us is like this, that according to the way Rashi learns the Gemara, that the Chamishi that Shmuel has is something which has to be added into the Pasuk. There's a Dik in the Pasuk which has a reference to something which wasn't mentioned clearly in the Pasuk. And the Pasuk talks about Lechem, Nozet, Yayin, Shemen. Shmuel has a Dik, V'nogah b'kanfis mashka, but that there's really something else over there which was in this order over here between the Sheretz and the Lechem. Right? And that's how that became a Chamishi. But that's not explicit in the Pasuk. So if a Shmuel learns in the second Pasuk by Tomei Meis, when it says, Im Noga, Im Yigat Memeis, b'chol eile refers to the ones that are actually mentioned explicitly in the Pasuk. That's why, according to Shmuel, the second Pasuk is a Revi, because this addition was only in the question of Sheretz. But in the question of Tomei Meis, that additional thing wasn't there. And that's why the second question, Shmuel agrees that the order of events is like Rav understood it without that addition. Right? So according to that first Rashi that we brought up is good. And when Rashi tells us, right, that the case of Tzpei Nefesh, Rashi says right away that the Sheretz touches the Lechem, that's even according to Shmuel. Right? Because that's true. In the case of Tmei Nefesh, Tamei Meis, right, that this person touched the mace, wherever it was, came in direct contact with the Lechem, and that's why the Shemen down the line is a Revi. It's a Revi, so that's why the right answer to that is Tomei. Okay, so we just explained an important point over here in the Gemara, that Shmuel says that they answer correctly on both questions, even though the first question, the right answer is Torah, and the second one was Tomei. The first question is Torah because it's a Chamishi. The second question is Tomei is because it's not a Chamishi, it's a Revi. So that means there's some kind of difference between the two cases. Rashi learns, that's how the Mashal explains to us, that the difference between the two cases is that addition that we put in to make the Chamishi in the case of Sheretz does not exist by the second case by Tomei Meis, and that's why it's only a Revi. Now let's continue the Gemara. Right? This wasn't even the issue of the Gemara. Right? The Gemara is Bishlom or Shmuel. Right? Shmuel is fine. Right? The Gemara is asking a question on Rav. El Rav. El Rav. Actually, I think we start in the middle of the Rashi. Let's continue the Rashi. Once again, Midahocha lo yishtabish, to omru le revi tome, kilech sevier mer yitmo, so hocha nami lo yishtabish. So too, the first question, b'negei to Sheretz, is also lo yishtabish. V'ihu b'meshenog b'kanfei omar luhu. As Shmuel said, and so now, point the way we're thinking to Marashah, this is the point that he's saying, that the reason why it's a lo yishtabish, because there is an addition, there's something new in the case of Sheretz, which we taka don't have by Tomei Meis. B'meshenog b'kanfei omar luhu, d'av lo yishemen chmishi. Like the Mora said before, Mishum Hochi Amrilei Tor. That's why they said Tor. El Rav, so Rashi, in the Rashi over here, he just finishes off the question for us. El Rav, the Omagabi Sheretz Nam Revi Bominayu, according to Rav, that Sheretz was also Revi, Maishno the Omrilei Tor. How did it come to be? They said Tor. This is the Mora's question. El Rav, Maishno Hocha the Shtabish, Maishno Hosam Dlo Yishtabish. The more I ask the question, how did it come to be? It's the same question. How come they made a mistake? They answered wrongly by Sheretz, and by Tomei Meis they answered it right. That's what the more wants to know. Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Ravu, Bekin Hem Tumas Mes, Ve'im b'kinein b'tumas sheretz. So Rav Nachman says that, no, and not such a difficult thing to understand. They were fluent in Tomei Meis, not in Tomei Sheretz. And therefore, they made a mistake as far as the din of Revi. They thought that Tomei Meis has a Revi, but not Sheretz. But not Sheretz. That's what Rashi says over here. And they knew Shashlish Oisa Boruvi. They weren't buckling into my sheretz. And they thought that by sheretz, it's a weaker tuma, and tuma sheretz doesn't carry to Revi even by kachin. Okay, so this is Rav Nachman's explanation according to Rav. Yeah, Rav Nachman's explanation according to Rav. Let's see, further, Ravino Omar. Ravino is giving an unalternate explanation in Rav. Why was it that they made a mistake there, not there? I mean, either they know Ravi, they don't know Ravi. That's the question. So the Gemara first says, Nachman says, that, well, they thought maybe just this Tumah has Ravi, that Tumah doesn't have a Ravi. Right? That's how they came to make a difference in the same level of Revi. Ravina Oma Hosam Revi Hochoshlishi. Ravina answers Hosam Revi. First question that they made the mistake was Revi. They attack it didn't know Revi at all. Hocha, the case of Tommy Mays, Shlishi. Zok Ravina, according to Rav, actually, it was a shlishi, not a Revi. So they talk and made a mistake. They thought Revi was Torah. So any Revi questions that came to them, they said Torah. This that they said Tomim by the Tomim Meis question is because it's a shlishi. You have to explain how is it a shlishi. Right. Same question. Right. Let's see the Rashi. Zok Rashi. Ravina Omar. You see the Rashi over there? Ravina Omar, lo yehoyu b'kim b'vi b'kodesh klal. No, they were not familiar with this dinner of Revi at all. Any kind of tumah, even by mes. V'gav mes, shlishi b'kodesh boi minayu. The question, the second question, which was the mes question, actually it was a shlishi. How did it come to be a shlishi? Rashi says the point, the high Tomei Nefesh, the crow, this that it says Tomei Nefesh in the Pasuk, Lav Tomei Meis, does not mean that the Lechem touched something which was a mere Ava Tumma, it received Tumma from the Mes. Ela Mes Mamish. Yeah, that's what Ravina's Mechadish says in Rav, that it was a Mes Mamish. Koimar, Tumas Nefesh, when it says Yigat Tmei Nefesh, Tmei Nefesh doesn't mean something that received Tumah from a Nefesh, but something that contains the Tumah of a Nefesh. Tumas Nefesh. Umeis Avi Avos. So therefore, the Meis is Avi Avos. So if you make that adjustment, so we're going to have the case is all, as far as the Seder Dvarim is all the same, but what we just replaced was, instead of having an Ava Tumah touch Lechem, you can have Avi Avos Tumah touch Lechem. If so, so then the whole Cheshbon gets pushed up one level. The Lechem is not a Rishon, but the Lechem is an Ava Tumah. Right? As Rashi says, V'lechem Av, V'nozit Rishon, Yayin Sheinim, Shemin Shlishim. That's how Ravino learns over here. So that's what Rashi meant. Rashi says the being, Rashi introduced the being of sugya, Tmei Nefesh, Kosaka Daitach, Rashi. Rashi alludes to this, that things might change. That's the Kosaka Daitach. Because there's a Ravina who learns, according to Rav, that that's not true. Right? Now, there is a question that Tosfos asks on this, which I think that possibly in passing we came across such a thing. According to this, let's hear what happened over here. The Lechem touched the mess, a piece of the mess, whatever it was, right? And therefore, the mess davi avos, whatever it touches, it makes into an av. So lechem is an av atum. And that Tosfos asks, Tosfos brings a source for it, that the Gemaras, which say, I think we definitely had this in Masechet Shabbos, if we didn't have it here, that an oichel can't become an avatumu. An oichel can't become an avatumu. This brings it from the Maranida, I think in Rabbi Kiva we had this, Klicheres, Moshe Gilvani talks about, that the Gemara learns that only something which is roy to become tor with tefillah is roy to become an avatum. So therefore, oichel and klicheres, even if they touch something which should have made them an avatum, but they can't retain the level of an avatum. So according to that's the Asan Rashi, that according to this, where you're learning Ravina, the lechem is touching the mess, it becomes an avatum. That's not really true. Lechem is an oichel. An oichel can't become an avatum. As Tosfos asks. Now, the reason why I'm speaking this out is because Tosfos himself says that for that we could possibly answer and say, Adav HaChodosh, according to Rashi. Tosfos says, yeah, if you want to see over here in the Tosfos, if you see in the Tosfos over here, it's the first narrow line in Tosfos, on the top Tosfos. First narrow line, the word va'oid. Va'oid, mafarish avina hosam revi b'kodesh hocha shlishi. He's referring to this piece of right now. Another question on Rashi's pshat, that Ravina says hosam revi hocha shlishi. Hocha means by tami mes, right? Shehalechem nase avatuma kishenaga b'mes. That is what Rashi says. The lechem became an avatuma when it touched the mes, because the mes davi avos, whatever it touches, is on that day's for kamaban pelas. Anything which doesn't have taida b'mikveh can't become the level of an avatum. So therefore, oichel and mashkin did not become tor aydei tefillah. So they shouldn't retain the level of an avatum. And that Tosfos says as follows: Miu yesh loimer de'ei nasa avatum haynu dafkul etama odom v'kelim. Avlo oichel and mashkin nasa avatum. Tosfos says a dovah chadosh over here, in explaining Rashi, that this that the Gemara says that an oichel won't become an avatumo, there are two things that come out from this, that something has a level of an avatumo. An avatumo has the power to be metame odom v'kelim. It could be metame tumah chamura, right? That's what the Gemara calls it, a high level tumo. Oichlin and Kalim could only, I'm sorry, Adam and Kalim could only receive Tumah from an Avatumah. If you're not an Avatumah, then you can only be Tama Oichlin and Mashkin. So that's one facet that an Avatumah has. And there's another point in Avatumah. The fact is that it's higher up on the level, so it makes a Rishon. Right? So you could pass the Tumah further. So on that, Tosfos says as follows: in our Sugya, we're not working with Kalim over here. In our Sugya, the Avatuma is only concerning the number of levels that'll come, right, after that. So on that, Tosfos says, to explain Rashi, that possibly this drasha that we have, that an Oichel can't become an Avatuma, just means that now, even though it touches a mess, if it comes in contact with all the Mekelim, it won't be Metame them. It can't be Metame Atuma Chamura. However, it does have a din of an avatumah that the next meichel that it touches will be a rishon, because it has a din of an av that an av makes a rishon. It doesn't have the koyach of an av. An av, this koyach, an av from day could be tama odin v'kelim, but it has din of a rishon. It has din of avatumah that the level that it makes is a rishon as opposed to a sheni. That's what Tosfos says. As far as that question is concerned, Tosfos says that we can have an Eitzah for Rashi. But it comes out, if this is the answer, Adavachadosh and Shitas Rashi benegeh to this din. Okay. It's really a little late over here. I really have to go. I'm just going to make one quick mention. I'm not even going to speak this out now. Right, there's Rabbeinu Tam over here who argues on Rashi in Pshat and the Gemara. Rabbeinu Chananel, you see, who also has a different cheshbon in the Gemara. The Rambam Pirush Mishnayis, Soif, the Hakdome, and Seyed Taras has another Pshat in the Gemara over here. But I just want to mention, in the Gemara itself, there's another cheshbon. In the Gemara, a few lines down, in Levi, right, for those who learned the Gemara, just to point out the Gemara says that according to Levi, the way he learns, has to learn the Pasuk a different way. That it doesn't follow a succession, right? At least the second Pasuk, Rashi, makes a difference between the first Pasuk and the second one. And in truth, he learns the first Pasuk differently. Also, what the reason for the Taira over there is. And this is what the Gemara speaks out over here, that in Levi, the Nagi Kulu Berishin, that the case of the Pasuk is not that each one touched something else, but Nagi Kulu Berishin, they all touched the original Tmei Nefesh. And that's how the Gemara mentions over here. So we just get to see a little bit over here that the different ways of learning Machlik is Rav and Shmuel. I question how to understand it even in Levi. There's another understanding of the Gemara. And then we first start with the Rishonim, Rashi, Ben Tam, Ben Chananel, Rambam. Very, very complex sugya over here. The Rambam himself over there in the Pirush Mishnayis makes the point that this is very difficult. Kosher, ma'oid, I think there's a lashon over there that he says. This is the example of one of the difficult sugyas of Taras that he wants to explain. Okay, so Mitzvah Shem, we'll discuss further next week.